all the women behind the scenes at basketball clubs, at all sorts of events, and they're usually very quiet achievers. They usually don't get the limelight. And I think it was a really terrific idea from the Devonport City Council deciding to recognise women that support their community. And, yeah, the Diamonds of Devonport, what a lovely name. And yeah. When Annette said earlier, yeah, because, you know, it's good under pressure. Yeah. Well, most hardworking women are. And, yes, yeah, so I think that's a lovely thing that the council are doing. And I would encourage everyone to think about, you know, who is that woman in their sporting club, in school environment, PNF, in business. There's actually four categories of people can nominate people for personal achievement, business achievement, community achievement, and there's also a young achiever award for under 30s. So think about who you can nominate.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not just about people like yourself who've been on various boards and committees for many years.
Exactly, yes.
It's for, you know, you mentioned the under-30s, for maybe a young woman who's got a couple of young kids, she's just got involved with a sporting club, for example.
Absolutely, that's the time, isn't it, when you get involved in different things, when you have a young family.
Yeah, and, you know, most people who do this volunteering work don't do it for the limelight, but it's really good to get acknowledgement from the community in general.
Oh, look, it definitely, you never do it for the limelight. Actually, my job in the radio station, I don't particularly enjoy being on air or behind the microphone. I like to be in the background. Mm. Yes, it's not about seeking limelight. I think it's a genuine love for the community. I think I'm so lucky that I can make a contribution, and I wasn't born here. I wasn't born in Australia. I came to Australia. I love the country. I love Devonport. And to be able to actually make a contribution, I think that's really special.
Through many roles, not only just the manager of the radio stations here, but through Zonta.
Yes.
And, well, I've just been looking at your CV. There's Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce have really enjoyed. And I was the first female president there, and that was a big decision because I think females sometimes have this imposter syndrome where you sort of think, oh, you know, could I actually do that job? And girls, have a go. You can do it. Like, we can do it. But I think my generation probably wasn't quite as encouraged to take leadership roles. I'm pretty old. And I hope that all the younger women of today, they're getting the support to get out. And wasn't it great, the Australian Awards this year, all female. So, yeah, women, get out there. You can do it. And usually you know how things work in organisations. And, yeah, take on leadership roles because we can. And it's a wonderful feeling to see in a sporting club or in a business environment with a chamber. I was proudest of forming a retailers committee and a young leaders committee because it's all about young people bringing, you know, I'm a baby boomer and one day I'm going to be retired. We need to bring young people through and give them the ability to actually take leadership roles. Mm. And, I've enjoyed living in Devonport and I hope I can continue to contribute for many years.
I'm sure you will. And you're the perfect ambassador for it because Sylvia's passion for Devonport is real. It's genuine. I've seen it many times since I've been here at the station. And you have a different perspective than most because you are an immigrant and you've made yourself part of the community and now you're able to pass that experience on to others.
Yes. And I want to particularly mention, well, all the people that got an award at the Australia Day celebrations here on Tuesday, but particularly the International Cafe.
Yeah.
What a wonderful idea for people from, you know, somewhere else to actually, because it is sometimes difficult in a smaller community to get a group of friends around you. So initiatives like that are just wonderful.
Yeah, very good. All right, so we need to plug the nominations because they close very soon.
Yes, they close on February the 3rd. So as I said earlier, please make sure, think hard. The actual process for entering someone is very simple. I tried. I had a look before I came up to talk to you, Darren. And you basically click on the Devonport City Council website.
Yep.
All I did was I Googled Diamonds of Devonport and went straight to the website. There is enter someone, click there. Honestly, it would take you not even 5 minutes to go through. It's not onerous, and I'm sure there is a woman in your area of business, personal achievement, or someone young you want to recognise, and please take the time before February the 3rd.
Very good, and then that'll culminate with a big cocktail event March.
Yes, the 18th, I think it is.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry, the 11th, yeah.
Yeah, Women's Day, International Women's Day is March 8th.
Yes.
And the Diamonds of Devonport cocktail event's Thursday, March 11.
That's correct. And it's a fantastic night. It's on the top floor of the Paranapple Centre. And we had a wonderful evening last year. So, yes, all the people nominated get an invitation. So please nominate. And you've only got a few days. So do it now.
Very good. Okay, there you go with one of your rare interviews. Well done. And
thank
a special
you.
Good morning, well, I guess it'll be good evening, to Sylvia's daughter, who's actually listening online from northern Sweden.
Yes.
Which is absolutely freezing at the moment.
Yes, it is.
That's
hello,
like Arctic
Claire.
Circle.
Yes, it's minus 12 degrees. Hello, Claire, and I hope you enjoyed hearing me on the radio.
Good stuff. Thank you, Sylvia.
All right. Thanks, Darren.